Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God is ever-present and all-powerful. We know this because the Bible tells us so. He has promised that we can come boldly to His throne of grace and that we can ask anything in His name. Yet even those of us who have direct access to Him sometimes go through life without ever experiencing the full benefits that we have in Christ. You may wonder, if God is with me and knows my situation, why hasn't He given me the miracle I so desperately need? You see, need alone does not obligate God to act, nor does danger. What motivates God to act on our behalf is faith and passionate worship. So, what is the difference between those who experience radical change in His presence and those who do not? In today's sermon titled, Be Ready for Your Miracle, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on the importance of making room for your miracle. Let's join in.
There are so many things in this world which try to defeat us. So, what's stopping you? You may be asking, can I really change? I know people ask this a lot of times. Can I really do this? You may not believe things could ever change in your life, but God does. The Holy Spirit believes you can, and that's why He's leading you, guiding you, speaking to you, and inspiring you. The road to achievement is to have the desire and determination to make the effort to receive what God has for you. And if you do so, no matter how hopeless your situation may seem, the power of God gets its opportunity to be demonstrated, and you can conquer the things that for a long time have conquered you. Some of you have had dreams. You knew they were from God. You have had visions, and I just want to encourage you to cooperate with Him and go along with what the Spirit of God is clearly placing on your heart to do. God sent us the Holy Spirit so He can be a guide in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, there is a story in the book of John, the Gospel of John, John chapter 5, where Jesus met a disabled man who had no one to help him. God is the helper of the helpless. Bear that in mind. His one desire was to help, and so He healed the man who had an infirmity 38 years and had waited for so long by the pool of Bethesda, hoping to get help. Christ delights to have mercy on the helpless and singled this man out from the rest of the crowd. It was a great multitude. That's what the Bible says. And He healed this man. Are you ready for your miracle today? Now I read from John chapter 5. And the Bible says from verse 5 that now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, He said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. What a miraculous occurrence. The Bible says the man had the disease for 38 years. This shows the seriousness of the disease that has afflicted this man for nearly 4 decades. But when this man was making excuses, saying, "I have no man," the first thing Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed and pallet and walk." Are you ready to receive your miracle, I ask you? Jesus started giving him directions. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide you and give you directions. Are you ready for the Holy Spirit directing your steps? And that was Jesus giving him directions and the way to break out of failure in life and the inability to change in life. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you, my friend? what is he saying you must do? Obey and take immediate action. And that's what changes things. You see, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Now, from what I read, it says, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. For 38 years, he waited at the pool for his healing. He would focus only on trying to get into the pool for his healing until Jesus came along and showed him another way. Maybe you are focusing on another way to actually get your problem solved. Until today, Jesus is showing you a better way. Say, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. That was his excuse. In this story, we see very clearly the conditions under which the power of God operated. Jesus ordered the man, and as he tried to obey, God's healing power came to heal him. Are you ready for your miracle, my friend? Rise, take up your bed and walk. If there is one thing that's going to be responsible for changing our lives, it's when we take immediate action to do the thing that God has revealed to us to do, or to do the thing that we know we need to do. We believe in God, but many have misconceptions about how he works. We think when we believe, then God does everything. When we believe, very often God shows us what we need to do. I am not saying God doesn't move supernaturally. You see, the excuses paralyzed the man, and nothing was going to change until he did something new, until he did something immediately, until he did something now. Do something you haven't been able to do. That's when something supernatural will begin to happen. You do what you can do in the natural, and then what happens is God will add his super to your natural, and you will experience supernatural results. Hallelujah. The things we cannot do, he will do them for us. Yes, the things we cannot do, he will do them for us. If we are going to do nothing and expect God to do everything, then that's not going to happen, my friend. He is not putting any burden on us. All he wants is for us to receive what he had for us. I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit has put something in your heart. He's trying to lead you, guide you, and direct your life. And we do nothing. He said, get up, take up your bed, walk. Be ready to step into what God is already provided by grace. Be ready to take his instructions and walk in your miracle. Rise up, take up your bed and walk. What a strange command to be given to a person who has been crippled for 38 years. But all the man needed to do was to obey the command. Take immediate action and receive his healing. Be ready for your miracle today. There are things that God makes known to you, and weeks go by and you don't do it. And I cannot help but to wonder what if you would have applied immediate action to the things you knew you had to do. And so, it's what I hear Jesus saying here. Rise, take up your bed and walk. I hear him saying, do it now. I hear him saying, get up, take a step. That's what he's trying to let the man know. That's what it's trying to let you know. He is saying your miracle is ready. Just take the step. Just follow his directives and you will see God's power flowing. Essentially, Jesus was commanding the man to attempt the impossible. Jesus said, get up. He told him to pick his bed up and carry it away. The man could have said, for 38 years, he had been lying on this bed, and there was not much sense to tell him to rise up and carry it. But he made the effort, and the power of God healed him. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. That's what the Bible says. God had come. In his marvelous sovereign way, He had chosen the man out of the multitude to demonstrate his wonderful love and power. He has chosen you out of the crowd, and he wants to make sure his power is at work. Just follow his directives, and I tell you, your miracle will be manifested. The crippled man didn't even have the faith to ask, but God performed the impossible. All the man had to do was to obey the command, take immediate action, and receive his healing. He was miraculously and instantly healed from his affliction. Later, the Jews couldn't understand how a man who had been crippled for 38 years could be healed on the Sabbath day. If he had not attempted to obey the command, he wouldn't have experienced the healing power of God and be made whole. When Jesus went to the pool, he went to change the crippled man's life. Jesus is about to change your life today. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" He's saying to you, do you need your miracle today? Do you want a change in your life today? Do you want a change in your situation today, your circumstances today? He's ready to perform his word. Just obey and receive. Hallelujah. He already knew his yesterdays. He knows your yesterdays. He knew the man at the pool. He knows you and me. Jesus had a supernatural knowledge of the man's condition. So has he got supernatural knowledge of you. You see, Jesus began by asking the man if he wanted to be healed. Christ's question was straight and to the point. Do you want to be made well? This seemed a strange question to ask someone who had been crippled for so long. It may be a strange question to you now. Maybe you have been in your condition for so long that you have lost hope. But Jesus is asking you, do you want a change? It was not so strange a question as it may sound. There are people who are not ready to receive what God had for them. Don't be surprised that some people may be well content to remain in their sickness, because they think if they are cured, they would have all the burden of making a living. They will not receive healing because their sicknesses give them an excuse for idleness. Even some people have rejected the greater gift of salvation. They are not willing to receive forgiveness of their sins. They are unwilling to give up their sinful lifestyle. The grace of God is available to everyone to cleanse us from our sins, but many have rejected it. And I hope you will not reject the great gift of salvation from the Almighty God. He is ready to forgive you of your sins and give you a brand new life. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Are you ready to receive his gift? Are you ready to receive your miracle today? If you will, you may pray this prayer after me and say every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.